From our bureau in Wausau, this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Shireen Seewert. For many families, one of the hardest questions is what happens when a child with intellectual or developmental disabilities becomes an adult and wants to live as independently as possible. In Stevens Point, a nonprofit called Door to Dreams is working to give adults with disabilities more choice, stability, and connection to community life with a new housing project. Karen Meadow is president of the organization. She is here to share more about the group's mission. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the project and how long you've been planning.
Well, Door to Dreams is a nonprofit that actually started in 1999. We have been working on this project for 7 years now. It was started by adults and families like my husband's and mine, and also just interested community members who had the same concerns about their adult child with intellectual disabilities and what happens to them when we're no longer able to care for them. With a lot of brainstorming and working together, we developed a model that we think fits great into the Stevens Point community. We are planning to build a gathering lodge, which will be the hub of social, educational, workforce development, and inclusion. And then we plan on building some housing options, some small homes, townhomes, and an apartment building.
What gap did families keep running into that made Door to Dreams necessary in the first place?
When families with adult children with intellectual disabilities think about what their future is going to be and begin to look at the resources that are available, I think what they find, just like my husband and I found, was that there certainly aren't enough options. There are long waiting lists for the options that are available. And at times the options don't match what we would want for our daughter. Our daughter's name is Hannah, and she has lots of opinions about how she wants to spend her time, who she would like to live with, what her space looks like. The options that were available didn't always give her the choices that she wanted and that we felt she deserved. This is a really underserved population. This is a problem that exists all across the United States. So many times, adults with intellectual disabilities live with their parents until their parents pass away or have a health crisis and can no longer care for them. And then oftentimes, there is an emergency situation and the adult child has to find not only a different place to live, but also different care. And often that's not available in the city that they call home now, and social workers and care helpers have to find that housing and care for them, and often it's in a different community. So that individual loses all that's familiar to them and all that they think of as home.
It sounds like this has been designed as part of a neighborhood rather than a standalone facility. Why was that important to you?
First of all, we wanted to really foster community. And in order to do that, we needed to empower choice and make opportunities for adults to connect. We didn't want to just create more housing choices, but we wanted to create housing choices where adults with intellectual disabilities can live and thrive. And we also wanted them to be able to connect with the wider community, the larger community, and have the larger community connect with Door to Dreams. I think people, if they don't have much experience interacting with adults with intellectual disabilities, they really don't have an idea of what an amazing community this is and how much fun they are and how much they contribute to a community.
What does true independence look like for the adults this project is meant to serve? You talk a little bit about your daughter and how she has very definite ideas about how she wants to live. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities, their needs span a wide range. But our goal is to help all of them achieve a level of independence that they would not have been able to had they been living in a different kind of housing. The Gathering Lodge will be the place where adults can receive some educational opportunities about life skills, job training skills, and just ways to connect and learn how to utilize all of the options that Stevens Point has for them, including public transportation, a university that is within walking distance to Door to Dreams, a grocery store, many places of potential employment, restaurants, all of the things that Stevens Point has to offer. What we aren't is a care facility. We will not be providing care. However, it will help adults with intellectual disabilities reach their highest level of independence. It's also a little bit about neighbors helping neighbors. And what can any resident bring to the neighborhood that might be important to their neighbor? There will be, of course, adults with intellectual disabilities, including our daughter, who do need some care support. And their care support will be contracted through the care organization of their choice. The hope is that maybe those adults receiving care, because of the supportive amenities and the neighbors helping neighbors, they might need less care.
If this project is successful, what should other Wisconsin communities learn from it?
Well, I would really hope that Stevens Point and Door to Dreams could be a model for other communities. This is certainly an issue all over Wisconsin. And there are organizations like Door to Dreams who are forging their own path and developing their own models. In Wisconsin, our architect of Door to Dreams Growth Design is working with several other communities in Wisconsin and one in Minnesota like ours, helping them plan and design the type of community for adults with intellectual disabilities that would work for their neighborhood, their city, their region. But in central Wisconsin, and this seems like the ideal location and an opportunity to meet the needs of many families and adults with intellectual disabilities.
The name of the organization is Door to Dreams. You can learn more at doortodreams.org. Karen Meadow, thank you so much for joining us today.
I totally appreciate it. Thank you so much.
If you have an idea about something in Central Wisconsin you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is central@wpr.org. And remember, you can always find great stories from WPR News, including this one, online at wpr.org. I'm Shereen Seward from our bureau in Wausau. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.